Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 27, something the Lord showed me during that, a blessing, what's the next word? If you obey. If everything is predetermined by God, there can be no if.
That's right.
There can't be any if. It's just going to be according to how God predetermined it. There can't be an if. But here he's saying, I set before you. And if you choose this, this is going to happen. If you don't, if you choose something else, then something else is going to happen. And who made the choice? The individual. Then how can you blame God for those results when you made the choice? But people love what I call no-fault religion. What do you mean? No matter what happens, it's not my fault. No matter what didn't happen, not my fault. It was God. God. He chose for it. He didn't choose for it. Are y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
And skip down to verse 29 and notice this, because this brings us right up to chapter 27 and 28. He said, it'll come to pass when the Lord your God has brought you into the land, whether you go to possess it, that you shall put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal. Two different mountains. And part of the heads of the tribes were to stand on one of the mountains and pronounce the blessings. And others of the heads of the tribes would stand on Mount Ebal and pronounce the curses. Everybody say two mountains.
Two mountains.
Now, even before you get, this is back in chapter 11, even before you get to the 27 and 28, he's prepping them for this. This is how you're going to do it. And so you had a blessing and a curse. And this happened on the same day, same time. Skip over to chapter 27 of Deuteronomy. Chapter 27 and verse 12. And of course, this is leading up to chapter 28, and this wasn't written in chapter and verse. These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you come over Jordan. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, Benjamin, keep going. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali. It is kind of like picking a team, isn't it? And there's some teams you don't want to be on, right? And how many, if that was you, you'd think, hey, can I be on the blessing team?
That's right, come on.
But it ain't no swapping. This comes straight from the top. And obviously there are reasons why. And so they are ready to do this. This group on this mountain, Gerizim, this group on this mountain, Ebal. And that's the setting for Deuteronomy 28. Can you see that? You got the two hills. You got the two groups. So let's start in 28 now. Verse 1. 28:1. These are the pronouncements. The Lord said it'll come to pass. What's that next word? If. Now we already know, whose choice is it? It's our choice. If You'll hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, there are people that say, now, Brother Keith, that's the law, and that's got nothing to do with us. It is the law. It's not true that it's got nothing to do with us. If it's got nothing to do with us, there wouldn't be anything in the New Testament about you being redeemed from the curse of the law. There might be a note, that's got nothing to do with you. But why devote a whole chapter in Galatians and other places and other places about talking about this? No, God has not changed. Right and wrong has not changed. Good and evil has not changed. Blessing and cursing has not changed, and it never will. What has changed is our covenant and our approach and how we qualify. We don't qualify by obedience to the law. But it still makes a difference what we do, and the choice is still ours, what we believe and what we receive. And what we resist, what we receive, what we refuse. Keep reading here. The way we qualify today for the blessing is not by keeping the commandments and statutes and ordinances, but it's what we read last week in Galatians. If you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. It's not just we got nothing instead of they had something, now we got nothing. No, we have something that's a higher way of living and operating. We don't just have a list that we're checking all the time to see, do this, don't do that. We have the author of the book living inside us, and we're not trying to keep up with the letter of it. We get the Spirit of it. Why God said this and that. And if you're led by the Spirit, you're not going to kill. You're not going to steal. You're not going to lie. Can you see that? You have to ignore the Spirit in you and yield to the flesh and yield to something wrong to do that. It'll come to pass if you hearken diligent to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord will set you high on high above all nations of the earth. Keep going. And all these blessings. Abraham heard the gospel, and it was about being blessed. All these blessings will come on you and overtake you. Now this language, all the language is significant, but let's emphasize this. What will the blessings do? First of all, they will come on you. Why will they come on you? Because of the choice you made. Is that right? To obey and keep the commandments. But that's not how we do it. Because of the choice we made of faith. To believe, to receive, to be led by the Spirit. Come on, can you see that? If you say, well, no, Brother Keith, that's Deuteronomy, that's blessing and curse. I'm talking about Galatians 3. You remember we read it just a few minutes ago. Said we lost the curse.
That's right.
We got the blessing. And we got the Spirit to show us everything that we've been given. All, does that sound like all these blessings sound like everything we've been given in God? All these blessings. Now here's language. Will come on you and overtake you if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Today we might say, if you believe, if you'll walk in faith, if you'll be led by the Spirit. Keep going. And I might say, keep the love commandment.
Amen.
Because faith works by love. Then blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Keep going. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. And we might say, blessed the fruit of your ground. And blessed the fruit of your cattle. And blessed the increase of your kind. And blessed the flocks of your sheep. That includes your dog and your cat.
Yeah. Yay.
You may not have a herd, but you got a him or a her. If God had blessed our animals under the old and worse covenant, why won't he bless your animals under the new and better covenant? And just every once in a while, you need to rub Fluffy's head or Rover and say, you're blessed. You're blessed because you're my dog.
Amen.
And I'm blessed.
Amen.
Abraham's cows were blessed. His goats, his sheep, his donkeys, his horses, his camels.
Glory to God.
Is that right?
That's right?
Everything he had. So everything I have is blessed. Everything I have. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Hallelujah. Blessed shall you be when you come in. And blessed shall you be when you go out. Does this matter? That means you're coming in with something on you that's enabling you to succeed, that's empowering you to win and to succeed and to prosper. And then when you get up and leave in the morning, something's on you. Something goes with you, enabling you, empowering you to succeed, to be victorious, to be successful, to be prosperous. Say it out loud, blessed when you come in. Blessed when you go out. Hallelujah. Now remember, where is this happening? On the two mountains, is that right? With the two groups. You got the blessing mountain, Gerizim, and you got what's coming here in just a few verses, the cursing mountain in Ebal. Keep reading. For time's sake, I'm going to skip down just a little bit. Perhaps later we'll come back and pick up some of these. But skip on down to the 15th chapter, and let's, the guys on Ebal, they've been waiting until we get through. And so when they finished up, they yelled across, okay, your turn. Yes. And so here they say, verse 15. Yeah to all of that, but. But it'll come to pass if, we might say, you choose not to listen to the voice of the Lord your God. Now let's just stop right here. People try to say, that's Old Testament, Brother Keith. Does it make any difference today whether you listen to the voice of God or whether you don't?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.